Today on Real Life Radio.
Do you realize that in about 24 hours, we will have moved about 1,000,000 miles down the track in space? And we're moving and we're going. And by the time we come back to this point at this time tomorrow on a Monday, we will have moved 1,000,000 miles through out there. And God says, you think that's cool, don't you? Yeah, God, it's awesome. And he says, I hold that space in the span of my hand.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. What if the rapture happened tomorrow? Are you prepared? In Dr. Charles C. Ryrie's enlightening book called What You Need to Know About the Rapture, you'll dive into the profound truths that unravel the mysteries about this pivotal event. This September, Pastor Jack Hibbs invites you to explore this month's featured resource and gain a deeper understanding of the end times. In this insightful book, Dr. Ryrie addresses key questions about the timing, the significance, and the surrounding events of the rapture, offering clear and straightforward explanations that really simplify complex topics. Whether you're a seasoned student of prophecy or just beginning that journey, this book is an invaluable resource.
This book will help clarify the confusion that surrounds the doctrine of the rapture. You know, Jesus taught it, the Bible teaches it, but do you know it? Get a copy for yourself.
What You Need to Know About the Rapture by Charles Ryrie. It's available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. jackhibbs.com/realradio. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called 1 Corinthians with the message titled, What Are You Wearing? 1 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Corinth, and he shares with us about getting rid of our old clothes. You see, we need to be dressed for eternity. Just like we have a natural body here on earth having clothes that'll fade and tear, we'll have a spiritual body in heaven having a white robe that never wears out. So today, we'll learn that we're made up of body, soul, and spirit. So just as our bodies are wrapped in earthly clothing when we die, our spiritual bodies will be wrapped in heavenly clothes when we rise and live again eternally in heaven. Now, with his message called, What Are You Wearing?, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
The glory of the world. See, what are you talking about? Look at verse 39. All flesh, that's a lot, is not the same flesh. But there is one kind, notice kind, of flesh of men, humans. Another flesh of animals, that's different. Another fish, another birds, those are all different. They don't mix. God said that in Genesis, they don't mix. There's the glory of his creation. And it announces God's great genius. Paul introduces his argument. He's saying, look at zoology. It screams the order of God. Look at verse 40. There's the glory of creation. There are also celestial bodies. Now, some scholars say this means angelic, and some scholars just say that it means the entire universes that are out there. It doesn't really matter. It's something other than us. Who cares? And then there's the terrestrial bodies. That's us, things of this world. But the glory of the celestial is one type of glory, and the glory of the terrestrial is another type of glory. By the way, one is atmospheric in the sense that it is glorious to watch, constant and beautiful. We'll get more details in a moment. And the terrestrial glory is one that is one of servitude, one of survival, this world, us trying to make ends meet, so to speak. Nonetheless, of God. How so? Psalm 139:14 says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God's engineering, God's creation. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My mind gets it. Does your mind get it? Do you understand that you need to be dressed for heaven? Because after this body dies, you're going to enter eternity. The Bible makes it very clear. Every human being will either go to heaven or hell based upon what they do with Jesus. Jesus is the issue. Jesus is the great fulcrum, as it were, of humanity, the great centerpiece. The third thing under this point is verse 41, the glory of the universe. The glory of the universe. He says this is, or that there's one glory of the sun, there's the glory of the moon. That's kind of funny to me, but anyway. Another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. Listen, the sun, what's it going to be today? I heard it's going to be 97 degrees today. How does that happen? The sun, in all of his glory, what is he doing? He's giving you a suntan today. Today's a great beach day. Today's a great day to be outside. Have you watched the news? I'm sorry. I'm just in a mood today. I'm in a mood. Because I turned on the news today, and you would have thought the world was coming to an end because it's going to be 102 in Dallas. Extreme heat warning. St. Louis is going to be 100 today. Did you know that? Oh my goodness, what are we going to do? I don't know. Why don't we call it summer? And you know what? I'm going to predict something. As we get into the fall, it's going to cool down a little bit. And then come winter, it won't be 100. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's absolutely crazy. Oh my goodness, we have extreme heat taking place. It's called summer. And they just said, Los Angeles, just a couple days ago, it was so hot it tied a record in 1935. Do you understand? Do you get that kind of thinking? That's what you do in summer. You wear less clothes in summer. You get wet in summer. You go to the beach in summer because it's hot. It's amazing. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I'm in a mood. It's not even in my notes. I just had to. The sun is doing his job, man. And it's just funny to me. It says that the moon has his glory. The moon's a stinker. The moon steals his glory from the sun. He doesn't have any glory. He just reflects from the sun. The moon shines on us because he's getting it from the sun. By the way, as Christians, we should get it from the sun and shine it on other people. Okay? But there's a glory to the moon. We say, oh my, look at the beautiful moon. I love when the moon is so big that it casts shadows at night. Isn't that beautiful? You ever seen that? You ever up early or late like that? And the glory of the stars. Were any of you up early this morning? Here's your homework tomorrow, 4 a.m. Set your alarm. Get up. 4 o'clock, look in the eastern sky, right about there at about 27 degrees. Eastern sky, Regulus is out there, and he's just beaming. He's just shouting to the earth, hey, God rocks. He's awesome. And look at all the stars around. In fact, he says, I'm so bright, I suck up so much of dark space that you can't even see stars around me. I'm so bright. And then you look over here in the west, and you see some faint stars just hanging in there. Each one varying in their glory. It's interesting. The book of Daniel says that those who lead others to Christ shall shine forth in eternity like the stars. Will we vary in glory? Listen, somebody said regarding this in heaven, well, all of our cups in heaven will be full. All of our cups. Some may have bigger cups than others, but their cups will be full. That's a beautiful way of looking at it. Are you faithful? Have you been faithful to what God's called you to do? Resurrection life. Psalm 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. Do they not? And the firmament shows forth his handiwork. I love it. It seems to me, maybe it's true, astrophysicist, maybe you can go to, what's a good astrophysicist school? Anyway. It seems to me that that should just be converted right into a seminary. I'm sure. I have my astrophysics class at MIT. So you should all be a bunch of believers, if you're intellectually honest. What? Yeah. If you're intellectually honest, if you look at the science, you should say, wow, there's no way this is an accident. This is pretty awesome. Think of that. I think Darwin basically said, if you have enough material and enough energy and enough time, if you mix them up in a pot, eventually life will come out. And our kids are being taught this. That is intellectually dishonest and scientifically incorrect. You can have matter, you can have energy, and you can have time. But unless you have concept, engineering plans, I think the word, if my memory serves me right, is telonometry. If you're teleonomic, if you are infusing into your recipe knowledge, you ain't gonna get nothing. You can set a bomb off in a junkyard, you're not gonna get a Cadillac. You gotta have a plan. God has a plan. Can you imagine? Look at that 747, it's awesome. Look at that thing fly by. Yeah, you know what? That thing came out of a primordial mud hole. That is a byproduct of the evolutionary process. You're more complex, you laugh, but you're more complex than that 747. We're nothing but children of monkeys. Look, that may be true for you, dude, but don't lay that on me. Third, and we'll end with this point, is putting on his very best. I love this. Verses 42 to 49, putting on his very best. Three quick things. Walking through the door, verses 42 to 44. Walking through the door. What door? The door of death. Death. We're all going to die unless Jesus raptures us out of here. We're going to die. So don't say that. No. For the believer, that's good news. Now, granted, I understand. We want to hang around. We want to see our kids grow up. That's normal, and you're supposed to love life. God put that in you to love life. You want to hang around and watch Riley grow up. We get that part. The only thing better than that is that the Lord comes back and takes Riley and the whole church out of here. That would be cool. And next week, we're going to be teaching on the rapture, because that's what 1 Corinthians 15 comes to. And I can't wait. I will allow the message to be preempted by the rapture itself. How cool. Next week, we'll talk on the rapture if it hasn't happened yet. The Lord could come back at any moment. But what if he doesn't? We're going to die. Oh, that's so depressing. Not for us. It is a walk. It is a walk. We pass through the door and watch what happens. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. Listen, corruption. The word means decay, the state of decaying, to be wearing out. The word in Greek means the unraveling of a garment, threadbare, decreasing in glory. The Bible says your flesh is decreasing in glory. Who can refute this? We want to see you. Can you imagine? I refute it. I'm not decaying. You are rotting, my friend. We are in process dying. I feel great. You're dying. You're one day closer. Man, I'm just getting all charged up here at church today. This is fantastic. No, it's good news. Listen, it's good news because the Christian, look, you can say, oh my goodness, I'm one day closer to dying. If you're a believer, you're one day closer to seeing Jesus, and he's going to have a big smile on his face. It's a good day.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
When we walk through that door, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, that as it is written, he's quoting Isaiah 64, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. There's a good day coming. Next, it's this before we wrap this up is life. Verse 44 is about to be lived. And verse 45, life is about to be lived, you guys. And he says, so it is written, the first Adam became, don't miss this, circle it, living. Circle the word living. He became a living being. Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. The word living regarding Adam is where we get the word psuche or psychology or soul from. Adam became a living soul. Watch this. What was Adam made of? Basically, 14 elements of the earth, dust, dirt. Until God gave Adam, as it were, CPR, God, the Bible says God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living psuche. He became mindful. He was alive. And look, he was in the presence of God. He had not sinned. So the rest of it's not an issue. He had a body. He was in fellowship with God. God is spirit, and he walked with God in reality. Can you imagine? I mean, we can only imagine. We can't outdo that. But the Bible says Christ came and became or gave or was the life-giving spirit. I remember growing up, I don't know if they still do it. I would assume they do. But when you go to a big automotive shop, they have airlines, air, you know, and they hook up the tools. You ever heard that? I said, man, you're nuts. Wait a minute. That's called a pneumatic drill or a pneumatic wrench, is it not? The Greek word pneumatic is spirit, pneuma. Jesus is a pneumatic giving spirit. He gives eternal life, not soulology. You can, listen, if you take care of the mind, you can only go so far. Man is a trichotomy. Man is body, soul, and spirit. Until you recognize that the issue of everything is the spirit, you can only go so far with the mind. Are you with me? Yes. Don't ignore the mind, but you can't end with the mind. We are body, soul, and spirit. And this is very important. It's vitally important to us. Adam was frankly dirt. That's why we have to take vitamins. You need some magnesium. Have you noticed that? Your doctor says, you know what? Your iron's a little low. Go out there and eat some dirt. Isn't this amazing? I love the Bible. I think we came from aliens. Really? Then how is it that we're made out of the dirt? And God says, you know what? You need some potassium. Here, take a spoonful of, here, you have a spoonful of Chino Hills. And then you need to go over here and have a spoonful of, you know, Irvine. Isn't that funny? Think about it. God's fingerprints are everywhere. Amen. We just need to open our eyes and understand that this is the God of resurrection. In our life, we're about ready to live life. We haven't lived it yet. Man, this is good news. Have you noticed, you know, without Jesus, you try to party it up. Come on, man, party. Where's the party? Well, I got to live. Come on, man, let's live it up. You're not really living. You say, well, Pastor, I'm 95 years old and you're what? You're closer to living it up more than the rest of us. Oh, they've given me 2 days to live. No, they didn't. They give you 2 days to leave. Big difference. Big difference. Don't anybody pull that on you. We're giving you 6 months to live. Well, I guess I better read some more in my Bible. I got 6 months to leave. No, you're closer. We're about ready to live if we're Christians and we believe in God's word. If we're believers, we're about ready to live. We haven't lived yet. When I read about the things that God is going to have prepared for us, that they're going to be beyond our imagination, I don't know about you, but I get excited about that. That's pretty cool. What's it going to be like? I don't have a clue. That's why I don't read books about I saw heaven and here's what it's like. I'm sorry. The Bible says eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and it hasn't entered the minds of men. The things that God has prepared, period. Yeah, but did you read that guy's? I don't care to read it. I'll get depressed. Because if he can tell me about it, I don't want to go. I want to show up and God goes, Jack, watch this. And the curtain opens up. Wow! And I'll spend the next 4 billion years looking at that. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be amazing. And then we end with this, verses 46 to 49, wardrobe by Christ. That's what I put down. I thought that was kind of fun. Wardrobe. Because, you know, people are like, man, what do you, dude, look at me, man, Armani. It means you got duped into buying that thing. Isn't that funny? You pay $1,500 for a suit, and a moth makes it in its way to your closet. What's the moth thinking? Man, these Armani's taste horrible. I like the Kmart version, you know. However, the spiritual is not first. This is so simple, but the natural. You gotta be born here first. Afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, Adam. That's what his name means, dirt. Made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the man, or the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, and don't we? Yeah. Man, that's what we struggle with, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man. We shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Let me circle the word bear. We're going to end with this. You can shut your Bibles. After you circle a word, we're done. We are going to bear the heavenly man someday. Check this out. The word bear means to be covered, to be completely wrapped, ensconced, made like the heavenly man. So check this out. Why is it important? Watch my fingers, because I'm not smart enough to say it with my mouth. First guy, Adam, blew it. God, Genesis says, takes an animal and kills it and covers Adam and Eve with the skin of the animal. Are you with me? That stinks, because what did that little animal do? Or big animal? Or how many animals? It did nothing. First, death is an animal to provide its skin to cover the nakedness of Adam and Eve. He didn't do anything. It didn't do anything. I think it was a lamb or two, but... And I've never thought about this until I was preparing for this study. What did Adam and Eve do at the end of the day? When Adam came in from the field, remember, he had to work. So I don't want to get a job. I want to live on welfare. Get a job! Adam had to get a job. And the Bible says he tilled the field and he worked it, and it was hard and he sweat. So he comes back home at the end of the day. What does he do with this thing? He's wearing, what is it? A lamb suit, poncho, gown of some sort. What is he wearing? Did he have to take it off? I never thought about this in my life. Did he take it off at the end of the day? Remember why he had to put it on in the first place? Because they found out that they were naked and they were ashamed. When Adam took off his garment, did he take it off? Did he sleep in it? Did Eve sleep in her skin suit? No, think about this. Because if they took it off, then they would be filled with shame. Or did they turn off the light and then get into bed and don't look at me. I won't look at you. I don't want to look at you. Like, what? Innocence died to cover their sin. Then the Bible says, John the Baptist announced, look at Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away your sin. And the Bible says over and over again that we need to be clothed in the righteousness of Christ to enter heaven. And you ask yourself, what did he do? What did he do to die so I could be covered? Exactly, what did that little animal do in Genesis? Nothing. You see, you need a covering to be completely wrapped in him. And those of you, here's the clue. Those of you who are wrapped in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, you know it. Those of you who are not sure, you may be not sure because you have doubt, or you may be not sure because you're not. And then there are those who know they're not. But every true believer knows that if they were to die today, they'd go to heaven because of what our Lamb did for us.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called, What Are You Wearing? So glad you could be with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians. It's a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Did you know that along with the radio program, Pastor Jack also has a TV show with more of the Pastor Jack Hibbs content that you like? It's called Real Life TV. If you enjoy Pastor Jack on the radio, you're going to love him on TV. So check out your local listings or visit jackhibbs.com and catch the latest episodes. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.